27-year-old Ayub Nuri grew up in the Kurdish region of northern Iraq, which was particularly brutalized under Saddam Hussein's regime. Nuri says he and his neighbors initially looked forward to the arrival of U.S. troops.
Yes, I was in support of the war. They were happy, people in my part of the country, because they had suffered a lot from Saddam's policies and killing people from Kurdistan.
Nuri grew up teaching himself English by listening to BBC broadcast on his father's radio. From the day bombs first dropped, Nuri traveled across Iraq with Western reporters as a translator. He says his reporting on the front lines made him question his support for the war.
First bombs were thrown in Baghdad, and then we started covering the front lines, that front line for 2 days, and then traveling for hours to go to another front line, and I was witnessing the whole war.
Nuri said he thought the war would be quick and clean, but discovered that it was actually brutal and bloody.
Hundreds of bodies with my own eyes. Bombings, men losing their children, young, beautiful women losing their husbands.
Nuri said he also grew increasingly disillusioned with the war because there is no security in Iraq.
The Iraqi people, as a result of the war, lost many things. More people got killed, more bloodshed. No security, no safety, no certainty. There is no trust. There are militias.
Nuri says he's grateful that Saddam Hussein is gone, but he thinks that his country is even worse off than it was before the U.S.-led invasion.
The country is divided. There was one dictator during Saddam. Now there are 200,000 dictators in Iraq. Every militia is a government for itself. Every leader is a dictator. It is getting worse every day.
He is currently studying at Columbia University's Graduate School of Journalism in New York City. Although he says there's no hope for his country, Nuri says he plans to return home.
After this year, I might stay in America for a few months to travel to meet people and enjoy atmosphere. And after that, I'll get a plane ticket and fly back to Iraq.
With the situation in Iraq changing every week and months left before his journalism program ends in May 2007, Nuri says he doesn't know what to expect when he gets home. Columbia News Service.